producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, we're talking about something that's kind of one of the dirty little secrets. I have to tell you, speaking of dirty little secrets, I have to tell you, the story. As you folks know, I have been, maybe you don't know, because it's you probably don't actually care, but let me just give you the background. Okay, here's the story. That I have been with various syndicators over my career. And what we try and make it do, and one of the reasons, when I said you don't care, I wasn't being dismissive of you. I was just saying that the syndicators have all been very careful and worked very hard at trying to make sure that there's no interruption of the program. So when I move from, it's like moving from Gmail to Hotmail to, I don't know, what are some of the other services? I mean, when you move from a server, what you want is your email to be uninterrupted. And when I move from to a syndicator, to a new syndicator, what they try to do very, very conscientiously, and what I am very supportive of, is making it seamless as far as you guys are concerned. But one of my producers from an earlier iteration before the Manny and Trevor show, and even before Shane, was Greg, which you guys may remember. And Greg sent me an email, and one of the pleasures of my life is not only do I get emails from Greg, but I get emails from Mark, who was my producer like 20 years ago, and from all my old producers, it's lovely because they'll be reading something, and a lot of them are still working in radio, and so they'll run across something and they'll send it to me saying thought of you. So Greg's today sent me one about. They did a huge survey with like 2,000 people in Australia about who had nastier hygiene habits, men or women. And he sent off, and I could hear him giggling somewhere in the ozone, because we did a show about 2 years ago, just before I moved to GCN, that who had messier bathroom habits, men or women. And I swore when I did that show, we had a huge number of callers. I would never do the topic again because it was just so tacky. And people going into great and grievous detail about body functions and body fluids. And I said, I'm never going to do that again. So he sent it off to me today. And Trevor, don't even be tempted. We're not even going to do that.
I don't want to even go there.
No, it was awful. I mean, it was kind of fun.
Oh, boy.
It was just, and people would say, well, here's what our bathroom looks like, and...
I think it's because humans are gross.
Yeah, well, and I would about to say men humans are, but I'm not even going to do that.
Men humans aren't gross. I myself am very put together and extremely
neat,
hygienic.
There you are.
Neat, yes.
There you go. All right. All righty. And speaking of which, which has nothing to do with this, a Muslim woman embraced an anti-Islam protester outside a U.S. mosque. And they got a picture of it, and then they started talking with each other.
I
so
heard
how
that
cool
story.
That?
I thought that was so cool because this
great.
Lady was protesting or whatever.
Yeah.
And then the people that I guess the people who go to mosques, the what do you call them? Attendees? What's the church?
Muslims.
Well, okay, yeah. Like kind of engaged, be like, what do you want to know? You know, what are your kind of concerns?
Yeah, yeah.
And they had this dialogue, and she went in, and it was a really cool story. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, it was great. It said, I felt her body go from tense to soft, and I asked her to please come inside with me. She was actually afraid. I asked her if I looked scary to her, and she said I didn't. I promised her I'd stay right by her side the whole time. When we walked in, me carrying one of her two signs, everyone was waiting for her in the lobby, we all began applauding. I stayed by her side as I promised. She was given a tour and spoke with mosque leaders for nearly 2 hours before leaving with a copy of the Quran. Will Annie ever become Muslim? Who knows? That's in God's hands. But I don't think the issue is whether she becomes Muslim or not. The point is whether she can not find it in her heart to allow Muslims to be Muslims without her antagonism. I mean, I don't think she has to become a Muslim for this to have been an incredibly creative and important kind of moment in both of their lives.
Exactly. No, she just has to let go of her preconceived, hateful, not, well, I mean, seemingly.
Well, again, that notion that anybody who's not like me is my enemy.
Exactly.
You know, I would like to think we've outgrown that. We apparently have not, but nevertheless, individuals, that's how you do it. One hug at a time, folks. That really is how
exactly.
You do it. Alrighty, so let's go back, speaking of one hug at a time. I suppose this is the credit card company reaching out and hugging you. And, of course, one of the issues with credit cards has been historically the credit card companies send people free credit. Did you ever receive one, a free credit card? Here, you know, just send it out to you.
I mean, they send these offers pre-approved for blah, 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 always garbage canned.
Send it out to everybody. Well, but that's because you're sort of responsible and understand that therein lies the path to perdition, or at least pecuniary strangulation. But a lot of people think, wow, this is great. It's like free money. Folks, it is not free money. It is free debt, and it's not free.
Mm-hmm.
So, and historically, I mean, there have been huge amounts of default. And the law used to be, and I found this out through a friend the hard way, it used to be that if you ran up a huge credit card debt and something happened to you, and let's say you departed this veil of tears, that your credit card debt would be retired when you died. No longer the case. So it's, you know,
that's
you can
pretty
leave.
Terrible.
Well, it depends on how you look at it. And right. I've told the story before of a friend who should have known better. Except, you know what? I have a sister who has dealt with a lot of people in hospice, which I think takes a certain kind of person. And it's very much a burnout position. But every once in a while, when I'm dealing with somebody in my life who's sick, and not very happy, my sister will say, it's not them speaking, it's the cancer speaking. And I think she's more right than wrong, that when people feel, that, and we know from Kubler-Ross, Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, that that's one of the stages once you understand that, which all of us, I suppose, should, once you have a diagnosis that's fatal, that anger is one of the steps. And usually the first step, and some people don't move beyond that first step. So this is a friend who was, he was not a child, and I had dinner with him on a Friday, and he wasn't feeling very well, and he went to the hospital on Monday, and he called me, and he said, I've got 6 months to live. I have liver cancer. And so I think he was 37 years old, and he decided to go through surgery, and liver is a very bloody, it's a filter, so it's a very bloody organ, and surgery is really not recommended, but he decided, he was 37 years old, he would do anything he could to avoid the 6 months death sentence. And during that time, he ran up a huge amount of credit card debt. He bought a Porsche. He did all this kind of thing, thinking, well, you know, I'm going to die, so I might as well give some gifts to my mom and buy myself something I've always wanted, not realizing that his debt outlived him. So his mom was responsible for a lot of that as the next of kin. So, something to kind of a sobering story.
Did he end up passing away?
Yes, he did. Yeah, 6 months, almost to the day.
Ugh.
Yeah, it was awful. It was one of those things.
That is terrible.
It was not easy at all. But it was a whole lot of lessons to learn there. But that anger of, well, you know, and knowing that he couldn't possibly pay off the debt, and he just thought, because he hadn't done the research, that, well, once I'm gone, doesn't make any difference. There's, you know, that it's free money. And it's not free money. And so from the credit card company, you can understand if a lot of people began doing that, that it's not free money, that somebody's responsible for your debts. So something to be aware of. All right. So let's talk a little bit more about credit card debt for the living.
Yes. Diane says the vet for any emergencies for my animals.
I think it's a great, and I know a lot of parents have given their kids when they go away to school credit cards for emergencies. That you've got to be very clear about, both of you agreeing about what constitutes an emergency. Right? 855-993-7569. Even if you don't have an emergency, a good time to call me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA savings, and retirement income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ready, 855-993-7569. We're talking about how people, I guess among other things, how people view debt and how they view the economy and how they view impulse and how they view... I was going to say happiness, but hopefully you folks do not invest in the idea that happiness has to do with anything you can charge, right? Although we do, there has been a bunch of studies in the last year that suggest that experiences are much more valuable than things, which I think are basically true. When I tend to give people things rather than giving them, I'm trying to think of something, a scarf. I give them, a gift certificate for massage. And especially experiences that you can share, like a dinner, or I'll make them dinner. I've done that. In fact, when I was a kid, I used to give my parents gift certificates for things like I would make their bed for a month. There are lots of things you can do if you don't have any money, which I didn't. Alrighty, so let's talk a little bit more about credit card debt, and I thought we'd morph into are you saving for anything? Because saving is the antidote to credit card debt.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty, so what else we got?
Yes, Chris says, got screwed over by two business partners.
Oh, I'm sorry. When in doubt, contracts aren't always enforced, but at least they give a shot at having everybody understand what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And what else?
And Allison says, my child's medical needs.
Yeah, I mean, there really are things that... I think if you use your credit card for emergencies, you're probably going to be in better shape. You just have to be really careful, as I said, about what you define as an emergency, because they get really seductive. All right, what else?
That's it for that one.
That's it? Okay, then let's go on to the antidote, because as you know, this is a program all about being positive. And the question was, are you currently saving for anything, since Americans don't save very well? What and why, and don't say a rainy day. Be specific. All right, let's see what people have said about this.
What are you saving for?
Right now, what am I saving for? I'd like to go to the Greek Isles. That's one of the places that I have not... I've been to Greece. I've been to most of Europe. I've been to every state in the United States, including Hawaii and Alaska. I've done Mexico. I've done a little bit of Africa. I've done Israel. So I've always wanted to go to the Greek Isles. But since I'm not crazy about plane fares, I'm trying to decide whether or not I would do it on a ship or not, because it's a long trip on a ship. So I have to kind of sort that out. One of the things that I'm going to try and get better at spending money, because what I'm really good at is at saving it and finding bargains. And I've decided that I really need to learn to spend money to do things that, you know, just because at this moment I'm probably going to make my daughter relatively wealthy, and she's really good about saying, "Mom, spend it." She's not particularly venal, so. But the Greek Isles, probably. I mean, the thing is, I don't take very many vacations because I'm on the air. I've now set up a situation where I can work in another place if I want to, because as the technology allows me to do that. I really haven't changed sizes very much, so I can, and I tend to buy clothes at last, and I shop sales anyway. And I don't own a car. I have no interest in owning a boat, so there's not a whole lot of money that I spend money on. There's not a whole lot of things I spend money on. Buying Trevor a new guitar. No.
Hey, you know, that's not a terrible idea.
I just got his attention. Yeah, I love that idea.
That sounds good.
Yeah, and I give away a lot. So, I sort of consciously, believe it or not, I'm one of those New Year's resolutions that say, all right, spend more money that would be, things would be fun. And so I'm trying to sort of sort that out. It's kind of a different lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on it. All right, what else we got?
Arthur.
Go ahead.
Arthur says, to start us, I'm saving for a road trip across Canada. I hope to do it next spring.
That sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you'll take me with you in the car.
Yeah, there you go. Matt says, saving for retirement. Have been doing so since I was 19. Now I'm 51.
Good for you, because we're living longer than I think anybody expected to. I think it was the George Burns comment that said he has enough money to live till he's 100, as long as he doesn't eat. This is the first year, speaking of eating and older people, that Social Security hasn't had a cost of living increase.
Hmm.
So people are going to be a little... But there is no inflation, so I suppose that's why...
Right. Amy says home remodeling, lots to do, so lots to spend.
Yes, an endless project. I'm sure you're aware that no matter what you budget, it will cost more than that. It will cost twice as much and take three times longer. But it's one of those things you just have to, if you go in knowing that, then you tend to bite your fingernails a little less. It's fun once it's done. I mean, I've only done that, I guess I've done it a couple of times. But the most recent was I did something really from the ground up, and it was really fun. But it did take, it didn't cost double. Partially because I'd done some stuff before and knew to get that as a clause is that, you know, plus or minus 10%. And anything that you come in under, you get to keep. And you can go over 10%, that's all. And so that tends to, I mean, you just have to learn the hard way that otherwise, but it did take three times longer than it should have. And there are a couple things that I would do differently, but what are you going to do? All right, 855-993-7569. As Trevor says, there are two ways of learning things. One is people, you read books and people tell you, and the other is you bash your head and think, well, gee, that hurt. Maybe I don't want to do that anymore. All right, what else we got?
Let's see. Stephanie says, trips, trips, and more trips.
You go, girl.
That's the way to do it, man.
Yeah. Are you a traveler?
Enjoy traveling.
Do you have a bucket list location, destination that you want to go to?
I really love Europe. I've been to Germany and Norway and Italy. And I want to go back to Germany, Norway, and Italy. Throw in maybe Spain, France, and all the rest, I suppose.
Yeah, France may be it's on my bucket list because I've been there a couple times. But I have some friends who want to move there, so that may be something to think about as well. And, you know, I'm sort of just, you know, there's a part of me that sort of wants to go see China, and another part that thinks, I don't know about that plane trip. So I have to figure out. And at one point, Beijing, I was offered the chance to come to Beijing as a guest of the prime minister. But it was a time I was doing television, and the only month they would let foreigners come was September, because otherwise you get lung problems from the cold. All right, 855-993-7569. Julie, I have just about enough time at this moment to welcome you and ask what we're going to be... Well, no, I don't even have that. Julie, hang on. I will start you off as soon as we come back from this break, all right? 855-993. All of us are going to be waiting with bated breath to see what Julie wants to talk about. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, that's what Julie has done, so let me, without further ado, get back to Julie. Welcome, madam. How might I help you?
Hi. Well, I got a question.
Okay.
I've recently found a new doctor, my primary care physician.
Okay.
4 months ago. And I'm okay. I mean, I've got diabetes, but we're getting it under control, and, you know, there's nothing major. But anyway, so I really, really, really like this doctor. And I think you're going to tell me to just forget about it. But
well, wait a minute. Let's get a little more detail. A little more detail.
I wish we could end the professional relationship, but I wish we could start a personal relationship. Because I know for certain that I'm gay, and I have reason to believe she might be.
Okay.
She's a year and a half older than I am.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 53.
Okay.
She's 55.
Okay.
So she's the right gender. I think she's the right orientation. She's about the right age.
Are you clear that she's single?
I don't know that.
All right. Here's the first step I would take. Is I would presumably you're going to go back, and I wouldn't ask her, because if you ask her, you're probably going to have to change doctors. So let's take some preliminary steps. And I assume you're single, yes?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I'm very single.
And not recently out of a relationship?
Oh, not at all.
Mm-mm. Okay. So here's what I would do. I would call up her, the receptionist, and say, you know, the doctor, Dr. Sally is just wonderful. And I just wondered if it's possible, you know, I wanted to do something to say thank you. Is she in a relationship, so I should send something to both of them or just one? Which is not, I mean, the receptionist is probably going to go, yeah, right. But we don't care, because receptionist is one step removed. And the receptionist may or may not say to Dr. Sally, well, yeah, Julie called and said, but we don't care, because if you don't know, you're not going to be embarrassed by it. If you ask her, gee, you know, do you and your significant other ever go hiking or something? I mean, she's going to know. And then you're going to have to change doctors, because it's going to kind of be embarrassing. Not from her standpoint, but from yours. All right, but before we do that, let me back off a little bit and say that falling in love with your doctor is a very common phenomenon. So because they're there for you, they're taking care of you, they're knowledgeable, they've seen you, it's an intimate relationship. And so women are notorious for falling in love with their OBGYNs. You know, in medical school, it's just romance after romance. So I'm not denying your feelings. I'm just saying that there's some very legitimate and understandable and predictable reasons why we have a crush on our doctor, whether it's appropriate or not. In this particular case, it may or may not be. But and certainly you can also take the other approach that says, no guts, no glory. Listen, I think you're a great doctor, but if you're available, I would really like to see if we could have a personal relationship, at least be friends and see where that goes. But I understand that you can't date a patient. But understand that essentially, even if she says, well, that's very kind, but I don't date patients or I'm in a relationship or whatever, you're probably not going to feel comfortable going back to her. So you have to be willing to give it up, to give her up before you do that. It's an okay thing to do. But you might, the middle step might be just to ask in as unawkward a way as possible, the receptionist, of if I were going to give the to send a gift, should I, you know, or a dinner for two, should I send it for she and her significant other, or just for her?
Interesting.
All right.
Okay.
And then if she says, well, no, she has no significant other, then you might feel a little bit more comfortable. She says a significant other, it may be worth sort of hanging in and having her for a doctor and either fantasizing or waiting it out or whatever. But if you ask her directly, you're probably going to be uncomfortable enough, and she may be uncomfortable. She may not be as uncomfortable. All I can tell you is, as from a therapist's point of view, that one of the people that people fall in love with is their therapist. For the same reason they fall in love with their physician, is here's somebody who's taking care of you, who's listening to you, who knows your secrets, who is calm, who is caring. And so my client's falling in love with me, and the trouble it created was not only with teenagers, especially teenage boys, who were completely undone by it, but the real problem began to be when women did, because they had always thought they were straight until they had a crush on me. Well, they were still straight. It was not me they were falling in love with. It was the role they were falling in love with, which is not to say that I'm not an adorable, lovable person, but realistically, it was the role, not the personality. So if this woman is a good enough physician, it may be worth either talking with the receptionist or waiting it out. If you feel that it's just too tempting and you'd never forgive yourself if you didn't sort of at least inquire, then go ahead, but understand you should probably have another doctor lined up.
Okay, well, thank you, doctor.
And you're welcome. And you may want to give it a little bit more time. You may sort of, because it's a new doctor, you may, just as in other relationships, we can fall madly in lust with somebody from afar or on a first date, and then the more we get to know them, what we realize is we're projecting, or we're looking for something that's not really there, or fantasizing about something that's not really there. So you may want to give it a little bit more time, but you're the arbiter of your own feelings and the intensity and what risk you're willing to take here.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Thank you, Dr. Joy. Thank you.
You're welcome, Joy. The other thing to do, I mean, are you new to the area?
Oh, no, I've been here 30 years.
Is she new to the area?
No, she's been here quite 30 years, yeah.
All right, one of the other possibilities, which is kind of hedging your bet a little bit, is just say, see, it would be nice if you were new to the area or just out of a relationship or there was some, at least some excuse. Or just to say, listen, you just seem like such an interesting woman. Is there some place that you know to hang out where I could meet women? Here you could say, you know, you're a great doctor. You seem really smart. You seem like exactly the kind of person I'm looking for. Is there some place I should be hanging out to meet people like you? Okay, that may be the safest thing to do. Because people like you, then she has the option of saying, well, what about me?
Yeah, but they can't do that. It's a professional. It's forbidden. It's just like...
Well, it is, but then she could say, listen, if you weren't my client, if you weren't my patient, I would be interested in seeing you. She could say that. I mean, there are lots of things she could say. But all you're and because you're right, it's really not considered particularly kosher to date your patient, but it's not very hard to get a new doctor.
That would be true. Okay.
Okay. So, you've got those three options. One is to go through, because the first thing you really want to know is whether she's spoken for. If she's spoken for, you can either get a new doctor or just hang in there and fantasize or wait it out or whatever. If she's not spoken for, then you have the two options of either making a bold face, listen, I think you're a great doctor, but I'd really rather have you as a friend. I'd start with friend than a doctor. So if that's of any interest to you, I'm perfectly willing to get a referral from you to another doctor. Or you could say, listen, I'm looking for somebody just like you. Where, you know, are there people that you hang out with that you think might be interesting to me?
Okay.
Okay, so you've got those three options. But I'd probably find out if you could whether she's spoken for or not. If she is, it's a lot of stomach acid for not much payoff.
True. Okay.
All righty?
Thank you very much. Thank you.
But good for you. Good for you for sort of having somebody. And look, her purpose in your life may be not for her specifically, but to remind you that it's wonderful to be looking for somebody, to be attracted to somebody, to be interested in somebody, all those kinds of things that you may have let go by the wayside a little bit. So it may be that her function in your life is not to be anything more than a wake-up call and a good physician.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Joy.
You're welcome. But you got nothing to lose here. And it seems like it's kind of a nice kind of reminder that... we're always open to new experiences, or we should always be open to new experiences and new relationships and loving somebody, because that's kind of what we do as human beings. Alrighty?
Thank you much.
You're welcome. Let me know what happens.
Thank you.
855-993-7569. All right, Trev, my dear, how about if we continued... to figure out what people are saving for, because we've got, about 2 minutes here?
Sure, yeah.
And then I'll do movie reviews in the last segment.
Okay, sounds good. So, let's see. We left off with having heard from Matt, Amy, and Stephanie. Francis says, saving to get through the long upcoming winter, hoping to stay somewhat warm.
There is something about energy, isn't it? All righty. You got one more there or not?
Sure. That one's long. Oh, shoot. They're all long from here on.
All right. Well, listen, that's all right. We'll wait for them. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I've been talking with you about ProPure, and I must admit to you, I live in the area that's got pretty good water. And as long as it comes right out of the refrigerator, it tastes fine. If it's been sitting around for a while, there's kind of funny taste to it. Well, with ProPure, even at room temperature, there's no funny taste because there are no chemicals left in it, including fluoride. And in addition, I could put in the little cartridge whatever flavor I want. Like I can put in cucumbers if I want to be refreshed. Right now I've got lemon lime in. And what I'll do during the program is just fill up a bottle with ProPure. and it tastes delicious. I don't have to feel guilty about the environment. It's cheap. It's much cheaper than buying $1, $1.50, $2 for some flavored water. And I can change it from day to day. In fact, I feel so positive about it. I'm getting one for the guys. So they'll have one during my program as well, because keeping them happy is really important. So all you have to do is go to drjoy.com and click on the banner and see if ProPure doesn't make a lot of sense for you. It's economical. It takes care of the environment. It tastes yummy. It's good for you. Yay, ProPure.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Not too long ago, a friend of mine, Michael Zwirling, introduced me to Alex Jones, hoping he could help me with my health crusade. I must say that I'm beyond impressed that Alex Jones has become my hero. Just in case the secret hasn't gotten out yet, I want to tell you that millions of people are listening, and Alex is one of the most powerful driving forces in radio to date. We need everyone to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and join our effort to get this world healthy again. InfoWar cannot be won with sick ground soldiers deprived of the basic 90 essential nutrients. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com and find out what the entire buzz is about. We can no longer rely on Big Brother for health care, so take action and go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Only you can take the steps to good health. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and prevent your family from getting sick and get them on the road to recovery. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Trevor and I have just made an executive decision. He's the executive. I am the, okay, we'll do it your way, babes, to do movies tomorrow, because there are a lot of them, and I promise I'll get them done tomorrow. And we're going to finish up what people are saving for rainy days, so we don't have to keep those Facebook people on hold.
Right.
Okay, then. All righty. So let's do her.
All right. Barbara says, saving money in cash for an unexpected big home repair, putting money in my safe as you don't get too much in interest in the banks anymore. And the more visible money you have, the more visible money you have, the more you pay taxes on. Trying to spend down my IRA so one day if I have to go to a nursing home, I can be indigent.
You know, I'm not sure that you want indigency as part of your goal, but you've got two really good points. First of all, and I found this out the hard way, because I'm like Barbara and my 19-year-old who started saving for his pension. is that I've really always been good at saving. So all of a sudden, I got a note from my accountant who said, if you've got to take some money out of your account because it was in the stock market, and the stock market did well, and the IRS can come and take not only because you've got too much money there. What? Well, it turns out the government doesn't want you to have too much money. And so they said not only can they take all of it, they can and tax you at a huge rate, but they can take 50% of the rest. So this is a serious, serious thing if you're like a dollar over what you're supposed to have. So we had to go through all these wild kinds of things to essentially get rid of the money. And I wasn't doing anything illegal. I followed each of the rules. It turns out that because the stock market had done well, that I was kind of basically nailed.
Huh.
Something to know. Yes, I knew nothing about it. Nobody I've ever talked to knows anything about it. You cannot have too much money in your pension fund. I mean, I'm saying it so it's ambiguous. Like saying, you know, it's okay to have a lot of money in your pension fund. You can only go to the limit of your pension fund. If you go over, you're in terrible trouble. And you need to be aware of that. And you need to be aware of what the number is. Because it has huge, not minor, huge consequences. That's number one. And number two, the issue about when you need assisted care is a legitimate one. That there are an awful lot of people that get stuck, especially middle. It's the great dilemma of the middle class, is you make too much money to be eligible for government assistance, but not enough to be able to really take care of yourself. I mean, at some point, we got to look at that, because what it does is it really discourages people from essentially being in the middle class, which is the middle class is what supports capitalism. The poor can't afford it. The rich, you can only buy so many yachts. The rich do not support the society. They never have. They never will. The middle class is what supports capitalism because they buy stuff. There has to be an ability to buy stuff without going into grievous debt. That's jobs and reasonable paying jobs. So for people who say, as we raise the minimum wage, we're ruining the economy, don't understand basic economics. And I will tell you, I didn't understand that. It took really a whole lot of kind of looking at graphs and understanding and people explaining it. We assume that the rich people are what support society. They don't. I mean, you know, once you've got 15 cars, except maybe Jay Leno, but they don't buy. The poor can't afford it. So it's the middle class that keeps commerce going. And the middle class has to be able to afford it, including housing, including education, including everything else. And if the middle class goes, you've got a really unbalanced society. It's unstable, which is what happens in a lot of third world countries and what's kept this country stable, essentially, for a very long time and needs to be looked at seriously. Okay, keep going.
Jan says, I try my best to have a minimum of $3,000 in my savings account. I have set up a separate savings account to save for a fabulous trip, destination undecided, in celebration of my 60th birthday, 3 years from today.
You go today. Happy birthday,
it was on
sugar.
The 9th, so happy belated birthday.
Happy belated birthday. Happy advanced 60th. And we're only 2 years and 359 days early, so that's okay. We try and never be late. Yeah, I mean, good for you. Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Somebody called Auntie says, I always put money away. You never know what happens.
Well, that's the rainy day philosophy.
Yeah.
And the rule is, when I work for the Redevelopment Authority, the government has very specific guidelines. And what you're supposed to do, your housing expenses are supposed to be no more than 30% of your net income after taxes, right? Supposedly, your benefits, I mean, there are all these sort of interesting little equations. Basically, for not really being very interested in money and not knowing really anything about economics, I've had to learn because you got to be responsible for your own well-being, and so you have to learn these things. And the first education was probably my mother throwing the bills down the banister, but the second was working for the Redevelopment Authority to understand what the government guidelines are, because you run afoul of the government guidelines, you run afoul of the government. So the deal is that you're supposed to be within 25 to 30% of your net income for your housing, including, I think, utilities. Supposedly, 25% of your job is benefits, is the value of benefits. There's another, you're supposed to have, I think, 3 months' salary minimum in the bank. And most Americans do not. They have $1,000 or less. And most people, $1,000 would be, what, about $350 a month, which would be about, what, $5,500 a year. I mean, even $1,000, if you had $3,000, that means that you're essentially making $12,000 a year, which is, for most people, not a living wage. So, and that's why credit card debt, folks, that we are not very, we are really good at charity, interestingly enough. We're really good at, whenever there's a catastrophe someplace, Americans are almost always listed as the most generous people on the face of the earth. But we're not very good at saving. That impulse control seems to have eluded us a little bit. Alrighty. So we will write me a huge note, because I know a lot of you listen to hear, to make your movie plans, but I will get I will get the movies for you tomorrow. And if you need to, you can check out drjoy.com, because a lot of the movies that that I'm going to be reviewing, I know should have been today, will be tomorrow, are already there, so you can figure out what you know what you should see. But trust me, I will get this. I'll get it so you know exactly what to see and what to avoid. All right? And there's kind of at least one of each. There are a lot of movies opening up this weekend. All righty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.